Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Jones and Keith, WEEI. If you're here for the grab bag, check out the Audacy app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone, free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go.
Thank you.
We did the grab bag at 1 so we could make room for Tom E. Curran on a Tom E. Tuesday here on WEEI. Tom E. Curran, how are we doing this week?
Tremendous. Thank you guys for holding on.
All good.
Well, we want your intel from yesterday from Patriots OTAs. We've been playing a bunch of clips from the Patriots Talk podcast. You and Phil Perry, you seem to be pretty impressed by Steph Diggs, not only his presence physically being there, but how he looked on the field. Can the Patriots depend on Steph Diggs?
Hey, see, why do you always like leapfrog to something like that?
Well,
I can only go with what I see on June 2nd.
I already know what you. I know you feel good. You're optimistic. You feel good about it. We're playing some clips.
Yeah,
I'm curious.
I don't know what he's going to be doing in October, but right now, for where he's been, Jonesy, the fact that he had an ACL 7 months ago, and to watch him take rep after rep after rep at full speed, well, 80% speed, but even being in a 2-minute, catching passes, taking the drills, which were kind of competitive drills in which guys were really racing and cutting, I was astounded that he was in that good a shape to be able to compete at that level. So to me, I think you put it this way, you can depend on him to most likely, not a doctor, be ready, I would think, somewhere in training camp. And I would bet on opening day, given that it's 100 days away still.
Do you think they put any kind of pressure on him to be like, hey, we'd really like you there on Monday after he missed the last one? And, you know, even aside from all the stuff on the boat or whatever, but just that he wasn't there, do you think they kind of went to him? Or what is your impression of that?
I would have to think the two things were intertwined. You know, if Scott Zolak, who I trust, is intimating that there are concerns about his buy-in, and then you have the boat video last week, and then he's out there not just in attendance and on the side, but taking part even more than Jalen Polk was taking part. Maybe they had a conversation that was, can we show that we're all in here? Because we're not seeing it, or we want to see a little bit more. But to his credit, he was out there. He worked his ass off. He stood, you know, behind the offense, away from the wide receivers, but with the quarterbacks watching. He spent some time with Jalen Polk. I'm not trying to put a buff and shine on, hey, he's a model citizen and he's going to have everybody under his wing, but it certainly, had the previous weekend not happened, we would have been shooting off, you know, confetti guns.
We have a whole drawer full of those in the other room. When I saw Party City was going out of business, I stocked up. So that's good. That's a good way to think about
good.
That.
Oh, you're always in for a celebration.
That's true. That is me. So is it your understanding, Rap Sheet said he passed his physical. Florio seemed to question that today at Pro Football Talk. Is it your understanding he's cleared his physical and now he's due his first batch of money from the Pats?
I have not plumbed that conversation because I'm queering to partake in a limited basis in OTAs is different from clearing of, you know, being physically cleared to play in a regular season game. So I don't know who to believe on that. If both those guys are at loggerheads on that, I would presume that the physical to make sure that his ACL is completely ready to go would be coming later. I mean, otherwise he would be taking fully in part, including in the full speed 11 on 11. The stuff that he was taking part in was 11 on 11, three-quarter speed. He was running pretty hard, but it was not. He was off the field for the little more intense passing events.
Steph Diggs clearly very important to this team when you look at the other names in the receiver room right now. But one of those names is Efton Chisholm III. That we had brought him up to you maybe going a couple weeks back. Now we've seen him on the field a little bit more. What kind of legitimate shot does this guy have of maybe making this team?
I would say it's very legitimate. He was out there with the ones a fair amount yesterday, ahead of Baker, it seemed. Now, they might not be playing the exact same spot, but he was on the field with DeMario Douglas, too, and those are similarly shaped guys. He seems to get open, understand the nuances. They're running a lot of different personnel out there. He's involved in them, and he never drops the ball, period. He's just, his hands are glue, and he's constantly open. So, to me, it's, unfortunately, stereotypically, it looks like Edelman did 12 or 13 years ago. So did Braxton Berrios, though.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's that kind of dependability that when you run this style offense, that's going to be a spot that's frequently open in that intermediate range. And he sits down nicely in that pocket, you know, just inside the linebackers or over the linebackers and makes a lot of plays.
So the analogy I made earlier, and I haven't seen him as you have, so I don't even mean play style-wise, but I could see this being good and bad. N'Keal Harry and Jacoby Myers in the same camp. I remember saying at the time, boy, this Myers kid is standing out, which I guess is good for him, but a bad sign for N'Keal Harry, which I guess both were kind of true. Myers went on to be a really good player, a 1,000-yard receiver in the NFL, eventually in Vegas. So is Chisholm standing out a good thing for him and the receiver room, or does it say more about the lack of guys you can rely on in the receiver room? Do you understand what I'm trying to drive
at? Yeah, that's a great question. Yeah, 100%. I get exactly what you're saying. You know, is it coming at the expense of who? Is he leapfrogging guys who should be, you know, blocking out an undrafted free agent? And I would say, yeah, in the case of Baker, Polk, again, I said it to you last week, he continues to look like, you know, a top-tier elite receiver when he's running on the other field. He just looks good. So I don't know. I said the same thing last year, once bitten, twice shy. He looks good. But if you had to say, okay, well, who will Efton Chisholm be on the team in place of if Booty continues to play okay, which he has, if Polk plays and transfers, Douglas will have his spot, Williams will have his spot, Diggs will have his spot, I would have to say that if Kendrick Bourne can be deemed expendable because some of these younger guys can play, then that would be a place I'd look. I'm leaving Baker out of the conversation because I think he is in an uphill swim right now, period. But you have to look at the whole room and say, all right, we can really only dress five. Who are we dressing? Chisholm might have, you know, special teams relevance as a returner. So I'd keep an eye, and I know that that Josh McDaniels loves Kendrick Bourne. He's gotten good production from him, but just, you know, handicapping where guys would possibly be on the cut line, I would say Kendrick Bourne could be if all these younger players continue to show maturity and to be where they're supposed to be when they're supposed to be there.
What, if anything, Tom, has stood out regarding Will Campbell, and does it matter yet at this point that he's one of seven first-round picks not to sign a contract?
Nothing has really stood out. He's out there all the time. And when you talk to guys, yesterday we talked to Nwenu, they all love the way he carries himself and the way he operates. So to me, he's where he's supposed to be. He's not getting dusted. May had a terrific day, which I'm sure we'll get to a little bit. But I think a lot of that was, you know, the offensive line was screening better than they were previously, because that's really all they're doing. But he looks good. And as for the contract, they're slotted, so there should be no drama.
Right.
There really should be no drama at some point because there's only so much you can make. You know, there's one Drake Maye's contract from last year or something resembling it. I'm not sure how left tackles and quarterbacks are defined when you start divvying up the money or if it's just a straight slot. I think quarterbacks tend – I think position does, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think position can sometimes be a boost when those rookie contracts are done, maybe a little more guaranteed money or something like that.
Tom, you mentioned Drake Maye and the improvements. We started at OTAs a couple of weeks ago, four picks, panic in the streets. He was 9 of 17 last week. You were on EEI Afternoons. I believe you said something like, you know, the throws were inaccurate. It was like a shortstop skipping a throw. Yesterday had a much better day, 14 of 16 in competitive drills. And on top of that, it sounds like you were there, I wasn't. It sounds like he was testing the intermediate and deep part of the field more than he had. So what did you see out of Drake Maye yesterday?
He was just really accurate. Really accurate. Ball came out quickly. There was less time spent with guys buzzing the tower on him, but he made an unbelievable throw to Kayshawn Booty down the left sideline, just put it on a platter as he was in a dead out sprint running in corner and then, you know, put it right where it's on his hands on the sidelines. And then another one on a wheel route to Ramondre Stevenson. He hit a lot of, we had a very good vantage point behind the offense on the hill. So you could see the windows opening up and he showed great anticipation hitting guys as they opened up over the middle. So just really a good day. And to me, it just speaks to some of the stuff that McDaniels was talking about that, you know, every play's a good play now because the good ones are good because they're good and the bad ones are, well, they're learning experiences. And I'm saying it kind of jokingly, but he learned and played better. They might be out there next week in minicamp and he pees down his leg. I think that's probably what you're going to see from a second-year player frequently, but he just made throws yesterday where – you know he's got the arm strength, but he just made a couple throws. You're like, yeah, I haven't seen a throw like that in a while. And Tom didn't really throw it that freaking hard. It didn't explode out of his hand like that either. So it's just a rare chance, and that's where you, like, appreciate the chance in the media to be at these things and have the vantage point to watch these guys throw. You're like, holy crap, what an athlete.
Well, speaking of what an athlete, I mean, do you think they're going to let him run and not, you know, run first or anything like that? But we were looking back on it. His second year in college when Drake Maye was the most productive – passing the ball, he also ran quite a bit. Last year he had a really great yards per carry, and if you kind of just add what he did last year, he should be maybe a top five quarterback in running. Is that something you think they'd be open to?
I'm curious to find out myself.
Yeah,
because you should employ the ability that he has. It's why you drafted him number three, not because he was the greatest, most accurate pocket passer you've ever seen, but because of the array of skills that he has and the speed to get to the edge and the speed to be decisive and pick up 15 or 16, you know, on a third and 10 because he's so friggin' fast and decisive and big. So I'm sure that they're going to. Are they going to put him in harm's way with a whole bunch of read options where guys could take a free run at him because he's, in essence, a ball carrier, even if he hands off? I would say that that probably isn't going to happen a ton, but until I see it, I don't know. And I think that McDaniels is interesting in the way he's talking right now, in the way he's inferring that he's open to a lot of new ideas, whether it's provided by his fellow coaches or things that he's gleaned in the college game and the pro game during the year off last year. So I don't think it's going to be a mimeograph, facts, you know, carbon copy of what they've always done. I think he will tweak things to take advantage of Maye.
Okay, so I was actually just about to ask about that. I know you guys are very limited in what you can actually pass along formationally and in terms of plays they run and things like that. But I was just going to ask about that. Is the McDaniels offense actually going to look different than the last time we saw it in various stops in Vegas and everything else? You seem to think there will be some changes given what he experienced in college and everything else over the last year. I was just going to ask about that. And so that to me would be very promising if we're going to see some new stuff from Josh.
Yeah, and I think that he's open to it. I think the last thing that he would want to be accused of is being non-innovative and archaic. But he is also a very hard grader. And if he thinks that Maye will be exposed by his receivers not running at the right depth or not, you know, being available at the right times. And he has to say, you know what, now we have to dumb it down because this guy and this guy can't do it. Sorry, Drake, it's him, not you. Then I think that he would do that because he has a very low tolerance, as they all should, for idiocy. And I think that's something that Vrabel, to side note, Vrabel's making it very clear to them on a regular basis. We need to be able to take advantage of S football. And I'm not sure we can do that yet. And they had three false starts on a practice-ending sprints thing. Three guys left before the count, it was kind of funny the way they were doing it. They would get down before they did this 30-yard sprint, and they would have a quarterback count it out. And there were guys jumping. And Vrabel kind of made a point afterwards of, if you do stupid things, teams around the NFL will notice it and they'll take advantage of it. We can't have that. So right now I'm looking for guys who don't do stupid things, who take advantage of stupid things. So that's what I'm looking for, is basically the message he was sending.
Okay. He's Tom E. Curran. Joins us every Tuesday on a Tom E. Tuesday here on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. You can check him out, Tom E. Curran, on Twitter. Check him out all over NBC Sports Boston as well. Quick Slants, Early Edition, BST, et cetera, et cetera. Tom, we appreciate it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The time. Thanks so much.
All right, boys. Have a great week.
Thanks, Tom.
Tommy Curran joining us here on WEEI. He'll be on Thursdays as well on WEEI Afternoons. Check that out. And speaking of WEEI Afternoons, they got the manager, right, Alex Cora, I believe 2:30, thumbs up, 2:30 today for Alex Cora, tentatively scheduled for WEEI Afternoons.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.